2 months after President Donald Trump announced a halt to U.S. engagement with the United Nations Human Rights Council, Washington is influencing its work by applying pressure publicly and behind the scenes, seven diplomats and rights workers said. The United States left its seat empty during a six-week session of the 47-member council ending on Friday, but its lobbying and pressure had some success, the sources told Reuters. They said the U.S., which has accused the council of an anti-Israel bias, had focused on blunting a proposal by Pakistan on the creation of an international, impartial and independent mechanism, IIIM, the most rigorous type of UN investigation, on Israel's actions in the occupied Palestinian territories. The version of Pakistan's proposal that was passed on Wednesday by the council, whose mission is to promote and protect human rights worldwide, did not include the creation of the FIM. The council already has a commission of inquiry on the Palestinian territories, but Pakistan's proposal would have created an additional probe with extra powers to gather evidence for possible use in international courts. A March 31 letter sent by Brian Mast, chairman of the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee, and James R. Risch, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, cautioned against voting the proposal through. Any HRC member state or UN entity that supports an Israel-specific will face the same consequences as the ICC faced, the letter said. It appeared to be referring to sanctions approved by the House of Representatives on the International Criminal Court in protest at its arrest warrants for Israel's prime minister and former defense minister over Israel's campaign in Gaza. The final version of Pakistan's proposal referred only to an invitation to the UN General Assembly to consider an IIM in the future. Two Geneva-based diplomats said they had received messages from U.S. diplomats before the change of wording asking them to oppose the new investigation. They were saying, "Back off on this issue," said one, who spoke on condition of anonymity. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said it was complying with the executive order signed by Trump on February 4 withdrawing the U.S. from the council and would not participate in it, adding, "As a matter of policy, we do not comment on private diplomatic conversations." The U.S. seems to be trying to have it both ways. It doesn't want to pay for or participate in the UN, but it still wants to boss it around, said Lucy McKernan, deputy director for United Nations at Human Rights Watch's Geneva office.